The only log song you'll catch me doing at Oktoberfest is on the couch with my eyes closed. This is the perfect pour.
Are we supposed to be sawing logs?
Yeah,
that's logs. One of the Oktoberfest feats of strength.
That's right. How quickly can you saw a log?
Ooh, I'd be good at that. Like how quickly you can fall asleep.
Yeah.
Competition. Oh, I'd be good. We gotta start that. Perfect pour.
Missed your calling.
Perfect pour fest. Well, that'll be one of our events.
Feats of drink.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that's fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're here. 426th time to hang out with you. Talk about some beers we're drinking and beers we're drinking last week and beers we're looking out for to drink. And the listeners of this show will call us and leave us some information to hear about and discuss. This is the show. And before the show, we were tailgating. And I had a gummy worms from New Glory Brewing, a grocery store beer. It has a chewy tail. Doesn't know, and I have another one to back it up. A chaser, a gummy worms. Jeez, chaser.
How close are these to being turned over?
I love gold.
They're about. Let's check. I did check the data already, but let me check it again. Ah, shit! I just got some beer on the studio,
He spilled the beer,
and I spilled it all. It is canned on August 4th.
So, we got some time.
Figure that out. It's a little older than I like, but it's still within reason. But what's weird is it just shows you how it doesn't get dressed up properly. The front four pack was this 8421. The one behind it was like 5-something 21. So the one behind it was older. You know, if you're rotating properly, that shouldn't happen. But
first in, first out.
As a old grocery person, especially dairy, I know to check the back, the stuff behind, because that's where the good stuff is.
Last one.
So I naturally do that, and then I check that beer, and it's there's older beer behind the one in front, but it's fine. I'm enjoying it just fine. And what do you have there, Matt?
Still drinking Oktoberfest lager.
Oh, gotta get through it. Oktoberfest is ending. What do you got, Nick?
I am drinking Munch on this Oktoberfest from New Glory.
Oh, look at you guys, Oktoberfesting.
It's a Marzen.
It's a Marzen.
Munching on this. Munchen.
Easy,
Munchen on this.
Easy drinking?
It is. It's a good pizza beer. I'd pair this with a nice of pepperoni.
Culture. Let's start with Matt. What do you got? You got some stuff. You're looking out for some stuff. You need to read some beer stuff this week. Got some things for us to talk about.
Brewers Association has done kind of like a Q3 update. And everybody in the world has been noticing supply chain delays and is affecting the beer industry. It has been for some time. Originally, I think it was more People not being able to work in the factory settings or close contact settings. And now I think it's more of just raw materials are hard to get a hold of, even if they have the people to work. They're going as far as to say that aluminum is hard to get a hold of, so that affects cans. And they're saying delays up to as much as 3 to 4 months have been reported on getting securing your next batch of cans and stuff.
Bottles. Time for bottles to come back.
Well, it doesn't mean that bottles are easier to get a hold of.
Damn it.
Barley and malt.
He's going to donate them.
Who does? I do?
Yeah.
If Russian River needs plenty bottles, they can contact me. We can work something out. Fair trade situation.
Then there's U.S.-grown barley and malt. They're saying that due to a hot summer has actually damaged. So the reports of heat damage and drought impacting the quality and volume of North American barley for malt. The growing regions of the northwestern United States and Canada are seeing significant quality issues and low yields due to extreme hot and dry weather. So it says if you're using American spring barley, expect to see higher protein levels in malt in this upcoming year. So now they're saying be careful of your malt because it could affect how your beer is.
Too much protein, bro.
Protein beer? Fine.
And since we're talking about heat waves, that also expands over to hops. And there's early reports of significant damage to 2021 crops from the extreme heat wave of early summer that appear to be that could have affected harvest. But I think they're saying by a week, but they're saying most affected was hop farms that had just started. So first year plantings and something like that, that's not as established could have been affected more so than others. And it even goes into cardboard saying that you could have 12 to 15 week lead times on cartons. And it's a shortage of pulp.
Pulp.
And this one is
all the pulps on the hazy beers.
You like that?
And this last one's more universal across everything. They're just saying shipping is either harder to get by or more expensive or delayed. So things that could have taken, you know, a couple days to get out, it could take weeks to get, you know, just to get a truck to go your direction or something like that. So it's kind of hitting all the different areas, but we're still doing what we can. It's for those that plan far out in as they can into the future, they're usually better prepared.
So I'm just hearing, just go to your brewery tap room and go get the beer there. Bring your crowler, bring your growlers. Growlers coming back. I smell growler come back. You can't crowler if you don't have aluminum. I've got plenty of old growlers in the garage here. You know, anyone needs some growlers to go package up their beers with, let me know. I'll sell them to you at friend discount.
It'll cost you.
Oh gosh. Listener discounted growlers from the Dorktown City House. Can you remember the last time you filled a growler up, Matt?
Myself? Well, I mean, I don't do too much behind the bar stuff, so I wouldn't be the correct person to ask for that statistic.
Did you notice a growler being filled this week?
Haven't even looked.
Wow. Do you still sell growlers?
We do have 32-ounce growlers.
Are they the same? Have you had to reorder new growlers recently?
There was early on in the pandemic when more places were allowed to sell growlers to go. Yeah, yeah. We had kind of loaded up on those in anticipation that, you know, maybe we could help pass it on to places that couldn't order them. But when we did a second reorder of those, we kind of just we're still working off of those like a year later. So wow. They're more affordable than like screen printed growlers, but it still doesn't move the needle much.
Well, I think they're going to start moving now that there's this aluminum shortage. So
maybe for some breweries, if they can't get it, they might have drafter growler only. But at least for us, I haven't heard that something won't be packaged.
Okay.
There should be several groups of breweries or brewers or those are the things. Breweries or brewers heading up to Yakima Valley Hops. Hop selection is happening at the end of this month. Brewers will be able to go up there and literally roll their hands in hops and smell things and see what the new year has going on, and maybe even carry that weight on their shoulders of the next year. They're the ones that picked what hops we have. Aha. It's not just what was given.
They can get blamed.
What the fuck, Larry? These are the hops you picked. Well, they smelled great in Yakima Valley.
Yakima Valley. More like Kakama Valley.
Then Stone Brewing, their distribution side. I like it
when they all the jokes just completely thud. To my core audience right here in this Skype chat, the jokes just completely die. Those are the best times. That was in tribute to Norm MacDonald, who would famously try to bomb as hard as he could sometimes. So there you go. That's what that was. That wasn't a bad joke. That was a tribute to Norm MacDonald. Please go ahead now.
Stone Distribution Company, or SDC, has announced some. They announced some new partners to its portfolio in distribution. Two of these I've heard of. The two I haven't is Bomani Cold Buzz, alcohol infused cold brew coffee that clocks in at only 110 calories, zero sugar, zero carbs, gluten free, and about as much naturally occurring caffeine as just over half a cup of coffee. So. Half a cup. Alcohol, cold brew coffee.
More caffeine.
It's probably a good choice for vacation time.
Sure.
When it doesn't matter what time you start drinking.
Trick them up. Trick up the kids. Like, Mom, Dad's drinking coffee. I'm not alcoholic. I'm drinking coffee.
And then there's Villager Spirits, which are premium canned cocktails, and it's positioned to be gluten-free and less sugar, so it seems to be a theme. And I haven't heard of them. I don't know what it is, but it's maybe that's replacing cut water or Ballast Points hard beverages that I would imagine Stone used to distribute.
I love gold.
These next two breweries I have heard of, and Crown and Hops, that's been popping up lately at the Spokeasies. Their beers have been pretty good.
Valley Brewer.
They're out of Inglewood.
Yeah.
Tarantula Hill out of Thousand Oaks. The roommates had shared some of their beer before it popped up at Spokeasy, which was interesting. And I've liked some of their stuff as well.
All right. Go Thousand Oaks.
This next one requires participation by the listener.
Oh, okay, good. Not me.
Oh, good. Pressure's off us.
Yeah.
Go to sandiegobeer.news, which is a website, and click on their news article about the Indie Beer Show. Our little community is going to become a little bit smaller after September 30th. And for more details of just, you know, the run of the show, the reasons why, and all that sort of stuff, the article really kind of goes and touches base on that. So I just say, make sure you have, you know, make sure you watch the stream on the 30th and make sure you go support sandiegobeer.news and check out the article.
The Indie Beer Show's going to be the shutting down?
You got to read the article.
Oh.
Wow, he's paywalling you right
they
now.
They don't. Yeah,
it's.
Do I have what kind of money do I have to give you, Matt? I'll pay it. I pay for the B. I'm not a cheapskate. So Indie Beer Show. They don't have the original host. It wasn't the Indie Beer Show. It was another thing, and then it turned into the Beer Show, and now both the original hosts weren't on the show anymore. So I'm assuming this is a reason.
Just read the article.
Oh, God.
it's like
I read so much like, during the day, man.
It's like the end of a movie where like everybody has their own individual timeline. Uncle Cracker plays his song and everything's going to be all right. And yeah.
Is it like the Fast Times at Ridgemont High ending where everyone has a little blurb of like what happened to them? Like, ba-ba-da-ba-da.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, maybe we'll talk about the article next week. We'll all go read it. I'll have homework. Find out what's going on in Beer Show. Beer Night in San Diego's okay, right? They're fine, right?
Yeah. I haven't read any articles about them in a while.
They'll never end. They won't stop. Can't stop. I mean, it's too... I mean, you guys know. It's too lucrative. This beer podcasting. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm making money.
It keeps costing me more money, but fingers. I still keep doing it.
Yeah, right. That's what you have to do.
Beer podcasting is just like that late night out where you're like, man, I'm never doing that again. And the next week rolls by and you're like, man, I'm going to do that again.
Like, yeah, that next morning you're like, what the fuck? I got to stop doing that. And then next week it comes like, woo! Doing it!
Yeah. Giving up drinking for good.
For good.
Now I'm drinking for evil.
Now I drink for evil. Nick?
He's just so damn evil. You haven't had your fill of Oktoberfest.
More Oktoberfesting. I need to hold a mug up for 5 hours. How long do you think you can hold a stein up?
7.
7 seconds. Yes, me too.
Yeah, I'll let you fill in the denomination, but seven whatevers.
Seven.
Seven. Seven unicorns. Crow and Wolf will be having theirs Saturday, October or September 25th. Octoberfest, as they call it.
Crow.
These are local. Okay. Local.
Fresno County Brewers.
And if you miss the 25th, your last chance will be at House of Pendragon October 2nd.
Matt, have you guys done your Oktoberfest feats of strength thing? Yep.
What does that mean?
You know, all the October the games. All the Oktoberfest games, the fun and games.
You know, the code.
Jake.
We had Oktoberfest this last weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. I was there.
Did you have time? Did you have the hammer schlagen?
So much beer. Hammer schlagen?
No,
the hammer schlagen.
No. Please direct me to the hammer.
Did you have the muggers, maskrug stamen?
Will you hold the stamen? How long is there? Do you offhand? How long does somebody that wins that? How long do they hold the stein? Like how long is that? Like
no idea.
3 days. 5 days.
Five days.
What do they win when they win? Do they win like a beer? Pride. The beer that they're holding?
The beer that you're holding, if it's not
there
warm,
you go. You're able to drink. Enjoy your warm beer. They win a car? It's like putting your hand on the car and never leaving the car.
Oh yeah. What happened to that game?
Yeah, come on.
What about the slap game?
Oh, whoa, you gotta just keep getting slapped. Till someone dies. Is that one of the Oktoberfest events?
Yes.
Somebody just gets
slapped. Keg rolling is another one.
First, till someone dies. Keg rolling.
Slap.
Death.
Slap bet.
You go and put your hand on the German car.
Ah, yes. Matt has the German car.
Yep.
Keg throwing.
He's got a
keg throwing.
That's when Matt gets to bring his bus to work on Oktoberfest day.
Bring your bus to work day. Stein racing.
Stein racing. Done
any Stein racing?
Is that's like one of those where you're like running around with your Stein. You can't spill it. You're also shit face.
Yeah, but you have to carry the full.
Full Stein. Don't let it spill.
Stein.
It's like you're like a waiter or waitress at Oktoberfest. They had to cancel the Munich one, which is like the heavy, you know, like the OG one to go to.
The München?
München.
Let's see. Looking out for beers. Society. You heard of them?
Just Society.
Run of the Mill is their newest IPA. Double IPA. It's an R&D beer. Uh-oh. From Society.
Dude, don't be a guinea pig. Don't let them research and development on you.
But it's West Coast.
Let them sort it out. Yeah, but what it's like? What if it like kills people? And they're like, sorry, bro, R&D beer. You knew it coming in.
R&D beers. This one tastes weird.
Uh oh, weird tasting beer. What do you got there, Matt? Nick. Nick, Matt.
Matt, Nick. Cosmic distancing from There Does Not Exist.
Had it. That's a good beer normally. I don't know. You might have gotten a weird cam.
Maybe too much temperature fluctuation. This went on a world tour with me and came back.
It made it back.
It was meant to be a hotel beer, and it didn't get drank in the hotel.
Wow, that's rare for me to not blow. I'm usually in a hotel room going, why didn't I pack more beer?
More beer.
Idiot.
No ticket.
No ticket.
Still one of my favorite lines.
Toss that damn Nazi out the blimp.
It is, we are approaching round six of patio weather in the valley.
Yep. Longest run of patio weather in history happened this year.
What is, now that we've had 2 years of personal beer festing, what does your home beer garden include now? Have you had any changes in your...
No, man. I haven't had any...
Just the lawn chair and the cooler?
Haven't had any discretionary income to augment my my beer garden. It's the table and chairs that I got from the father-in-law that was a hand-me-down from father-in-law, and then my original table and chair in a different part of the yard. That's my
yard. Yes, there you go.
Yeah. My original table and chairs in the kind of in the bushes and the green space. And then my father-in-law gave us his table and chair that he want. And it's a nice table. It's front and center on the patio. And that's it. That's my full. that's the whole experience out there. I did get a bird feeder out there. It's a bird feeder, okay. And the only bird that feeds from it is the blue jay. He's the only one.
Oh, the blue jays! Yeah, they've been
thicker around here. They don't fuck around. Blue jays. They're like the crows. They're like the crows and the blue jays. They're just they dominate everyone, and everyone else just has to deal with it.
That's right. And the possums aren't even around anymore.
I got one around here.
Really? Mm-hmm. Since we are sans canines.
Yeah, you don't have the dogs back there.
The squirrels and the cats are ridiculous around my place.
They're like, oh, open yard.
Open yard, guys.
You won't have any problems over here. Can just chill out.
Chill.
Maybe that's where our cats go. Our cats disappear at night. Like, they're around most of the day. And then about 10 o'clock at night, they're just gone. And don't see them until the morning.
And so they're dumpster diving on
they
that.
Might be over there, your house.
Oh, no wonder. You send your cats over here? Is that what's going on?
Like, go over to Nick. No, Nick, get some food over there. I'm hungry. Go over to Nick's.
Yeah, he's got food.
He'll put food out there. He's a sucker.
I mean, to be honest, we do have a lot of dog food left over, so somebody's got to eat it.
All right. What else?
I think that's about it. Everything else has been caught, and I did not notice the places we went. Not much craft beer happening out there.
Oh, we'll find out in Bencott's, but it doesn't sound good.
That does not. Your assumption is correct.
I just have, I don't really have any looking out for us. Although Sam Adams is making releasing like a $250 beer that made it out to the
pumpkin spice. Outside.
No, not that one.
No.
It's like not Utopia, but something like it. It's like the highest ABV ever, and like 10 states aren't even going to carry it because the ABV is so high. It's like 24 or something like that.
Is it the Dogfish Head collab?
Maybe. Think of the double. I can't. I don't have the article in front of me, so
can't pull it up. But I think I saw something.
$250 bottle.
Dogfish is going to do Utopia's aged worldwide stout. I think.
Oh.
But I don't know if that's anywhere near what you're talking about.
You're going to have to save a lot of Patreon money. But California, that one's a
17.3%.
No, it was up there above 20, bro.
Well, okay.
Get you messed up. Kill you.
Yeah, get you jacked up.
Get you going. Put some wind in your sails.
Still, I've never had Utopias.
Me neither.
I would buy it if I ever saw it.
Would you? Could you?
I've never seen.
But one thing I would like to just say as a public service announcement for everyone on Beer Instagram is like, everyone, you all need to stop doing the little trick you do when you, especially when you first follow somebody and then you like their posts like 15 straight times to where you line up and their notifications, like the full, all the notifications are you liking them. And the point being is that person now thinks that you're going to put them in your stories of like, thank you. Oh. So the sort of unwritten rule of like, if I like all your Instagram pictures in a row, then you got to put that in your stories and like, thank you, Beer Baron bad guy. And that's like, that's the game. That's a little Instagram game. I'm just telling everyone to stop doing that. Okay.
That used to be a thing though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Shout out.
People are still doing it. Yeah. People are still doing it. Like nobody cares. Nobody's going to follow. Like, thanks. Stout Maven 39. Yeah. And nobody's going to be like, fuck, I'm going to follow that person now too. The game's over. We are. Stop doing it.
Follow back unfollow thing still happening too?
No, nobody's doing that shit anymore. Nobody cares anymore. Okay. Nobody, you don't need.
Thank goodness, that was annoying. That's like
no. What do you?
They follow me. Okay, I'll follow you back, and the next thing I know, they're gone.
Then you check a week later, and they've already unfollowed you. They're like, fuck you. I got your shit. Let's just stop. Let's all just agree to stop playing the games on Instagram because nobody cares. You're not going to get beer influencer money. Just knock it off. You're just going to sit there at 3,000 follows and just go into oblivion. So stop wasting time with it. Stop wasting my time. Stop wasting everybody's time. Just enjoy your beer Instagram and then don't, you know, like, why are you bothering them? What do you think is going to happen? Like, if I get a bunch of follows, then what? What's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. You're going to get that big endorsement deal from freaking whatever beer clothing company. You get 10% off on all the freaking hopsclothes.com. Like, why? Why even bother? There's more things in life, guys. Stop wasting time on the Instagram. Just look at it. Post your picture and look at it. Stop playing the games. It's just, no. I mean, I'm sorry to be the dad in the room, but sometimes I got to be the dad of everybody. If I got to be the dad of beer Instagram, then I'll do it. Stop wasting your life beer Instagramming and go live your life. Okay?
Not virtually.
And I'm talking to myself now at this point too. So,
oh,
I love gold.
I just opened up a new beer. This beer was meant for the producer. This is a beer that the producer used to like to enjoy. It's a big beer. I got one for old time's sake, and she was like, she's just like been passing it up forever in the fridge.
Did you even go to World Market to get it?
I don't think so. Because you can find this in other places. But this is.
But you're going nostalgic on me. Yeah, so it's like nostalgic. You might as well have gone to World Market to get it warm.
Goldendrak.
Goldendrak.
the famous Golden Rack and the famous white bottle, white painted bottle. I guess it has a label, huh? Looks like it's like a sealed label on there nowadays. But it is a dark red triple ale. It's just a classic Golden Rock with a golden dragon on it and the red lettering. 4,000. No, not 4,000.
But it's gotta get the 4,000.
It's brewed in
bottle. Yard House has the 4,000.
Oh. Dr. Van Steenburg.
Van Helsing.
From Belgium.
You're Belgian.
It's imported through Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Oh, boy. This is an old bottle, too. It was bottled in 2019, apparently.
That's all right.
It has not been in the fridge that long. 10.5% Belgian triple.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. It took a while, but it kicked in there. It's not hard to drink. It's pretty easy.
This is fine.
That's it. I was playing Instagram advice. Just like, don't worry about it. Why even spending so much time on the Instagram? Mike. It's not going to get
follow,
you.
Follow, follow. I will follow you.
But I actually follow Mikey Topor on Instagram. Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram. Will you call me tonight? Hey, we enjoy the listeners interacting with the show. One way you can do that is call the voicemail line 559-492-0542. That is a 24/7 voicemail line. You can leave a 3-minute message for us and we'll play it on the show. You can also just email us, record something on your smartphone, email that recording, attach the recording and email it to us. Perfect Pour Podcast. @gmail.com, or you can just email us and we'll talk. We'll read your email. We'll start with the email, the voicemails this week. And the first one comes from.
Hey guys.
Hey, Perfect Pour.
It's Colin and Janine.
Hi, Colin
and Janine.
How are
you guys doing?
Sorry, we haven't called for a while. Stuff got all messed up.
Yep,
everything's messed up. Yeah.
We got hosed pretty bad by Southwest Airlines, and could not come to California, which was a super bummer, man.
Yeah, we were at the airport for 7 hours. What? They kept delaying our flight, and then finally they told us it was canceled, and they said that they rebooked us for over 24 hours later, meaning that we would have gotten maybe a total of 24 hours in California. No. So we said, no, thank you. We'll just take the refund. But then we tried to make the best of it, and we went to Fort Collins with Kevin and Marie, and we ended up having a good time, but not nearly as good, I think, as we would have had with Ant and Robin and Chew and everyone else.
Yeah, so sorry to those guys. We really, really were looking forward to this, and
not enough
so
pilots.
We're so crushed. We haven't called you guys for a couple weeks, I guess.
Yeah, so we needed to explain what happened.
It's Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Last weekend, we did have a beer at a brewery for Oktoberfest. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
We plan on doing some Oktoberfesting this Friday, I think.
Possibly.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Do a little Four Noses, maybe some Strange Craft action.
Last week, it was River North's Four Noses, not Four Noses, Oktoberfest, and it was Strange Craft's Oktoberfest.
Yeah, but all those beers are still on tap. I'm sure their decorations are still up. I don't know. When do you guys do Oktoberfest? So usually the 18th? And then also the September 25th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to see, try and squeeze some of that in. We have a wing off to go to on Saturday.
That's where everyone makes chicken wings and you get to taste each chicken wing and you vote on it. You don't know whose is whose, but the host does because they're numbered. And then they total it up at the end and then you find out who wings. So we do this every year and it's called a wing off. It's fun.
I'm going to win. I'm going to totally win. I'm going to get everybody drunk on Juicy Bits and then I'm going to talk them into voting for my wings.
We'll see if it works. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, you never know. Oh, we got some great Notion out here. Actually, now there's a little bit of distro on that. That was kind of good.
Yeah, we got an IPA, just a four pack. It was pretty expensive. $3.
Yeah.
It was, but we're like, but it's great Notion.
Somebody mailed it to you.
It's cool. It's cool to see you guys are getting Weldworks out there. We're getting great Notion out here. The world's coming together in perfect harmony. Whatever you want to call it. So, I don't know.
We just wanted to call and say hi, that we're still listening and still going strong and everything.
Oh, yeah. Listen every week.
Want you to keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Checking back in. Calling in Janine. Very sober. Which is, that's fine, I guess. I feel like being sober, that's fine. Together. But that sucks that Southwest did them dirty. It's not cool.
Yeah.
Messed up again.
Lights.
I'm not sure. I think that might be our first airlines messing up a get it incident. I'm not sure.
It's supposed to be direct.
Ooh. I mean, Denver, you can fly anywhere from Denver to hell.
Just a little PSA, Holmes. Don't drink beer that Ants sends you and make a voicemail, Holmes. It's Tuesday. Just got home from work. I was a little parched. Already. My AC broke, homie. So I don't have AC at home, and today's one of the hottest days of the week, I said. So I decided to drink a beer, and I had a Highland Park Fest beer. Crisp, delicious German lager, homie. And then that just opened the floodgates, I said. You know how it is, Mikey. Mike. You open a good beer, you're thirsty, it's delicious. So then I opened another Highland Park beer called Baseball, a hoppy lager for the Dodgers. That one went down smooth, Holmes. And then guess what? I became a smartass, Holmes. So I picked up a Monkish Headshots that Ats gave me, homie. Popped it open, hazy IPA. Very citrus, very hoppy, very piney, very mellow, very good, homie. It's delicious, hazy IPA. And I ended up finding out that this thing is 10.1% ABV.
Yeah, boy.
But it drank like a 7%, home. So shit. I am so freaking drunk. It's Tuesday. I shouldn't be this fucking drunk on a Tuesday. I blame Ants. If Ants sends you beer, be careful, homie. Read the labels. Mikey, you tell all of us to read the dates. And I'm telling you guys to read the labels, especially if I send you a beer, because 10.1, man, and this shit drank so smooth. I thought it was a 7% IPA, hazy at least, and I am so freaking buzzed, Holmes. What else? You know what? I'm in a buzz mood. I'm in a happy mood, and Matt put me in a great mood last week, I said. With dad jokes, that's it. I'll let Matt explain. Hopefully he's here today. Because, these young people, man, they have a lot of things on their plate.
They have a life and stuff.
Hopefully, Matt,
it's
you're
ridiculous.
There and you can explain the dad joke. What else? I don't know. I decided to call in because of Ann's homes. Ann's got me drunk and I won't be at Untapped San Diego.
What?
I got to celebrate birthday with my grandma. Ooh. On my mother's, on my wife's side. Abuelita. And she's 91, so congratulations. And I have to be there in case she don't fucking make it to 92. So, you know how it is. What else? I really want like bagel bites right now, or
frozen. Where you?
Oh, bagel bites would be fucking amazing right now, and also
no, it'd be better a chili dog,
like nachos from 7-Eleven would be perfect. Better. I don't know. All right, guys, this is Junior Beer, really, and I'll talk to you again. I have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, you. Thanks for calling us. Just be careful. Ann sends you beer, and it's a weeknight work night. And yeah, you know, look at the percentage. Up. I'm drinking a 10.5 beer, chew, and it's a work night. I'm fine. I'm conducting a. I'm here doing podcasts. Everything's podcasts. Fine for me. I mean, some of us are professionals. I remember my first 10.1. What's this dad joke stuff she's talking about, Matt?
So most everything in this day and age is digital or online or what have you, or remote. And every once in a while you run into a situation where, you know, it's like a please see cashier. Like you're at the gas pump. You're like, shit, I really don't want to go in there. Nope. And
looks like I'm not getting gas today. The cashier. See you later.
And so it was one of those situations where I was like, okay, so I actually have to make an appointment. I have to go in and I'm going to deal with someone. And obviously it's not a run of the mill situation. And so it's just kind of like you're at the mercy of that person. And so that's kind of how the appointment was going. And you know, towards the end, it was, you know, it was wrapping up on a good note. And it's like, hey, real quick, what do you get when you mix an elephant with a rhino?
What?
Elephino. And that generally got me. I had a good belly laugh.
Elephino.
So. And I'd never heard that one. And so I immediately called.
You're like, I thought I knew all the dad jokes.
I immediately called my coworker and I was like, hey, I was like, I just heard a joke.
Stop what you're doing.
The baddest of dad jokes. So now you have to hear this joke. And yeah, and we both had a good laugh. Hmm. So yeah, I put that out on the Twitterverse, and Chu was like, what is this joke? And so like I started to type it out and he knew the answer. He's like, dude, I know this one.
Dude, so, classic. I know it already.
Classic.
Speaking of your friends, is there any taproom
update?
Is there any Fortiter Brewing news at all to talk about? Uh-oh. Matt's house is haunted. Did you hear that voice? Does everyone hear that voice? That was not us. Go rewind. There was a voice. I heard a female voice. No Fortiter Brewing news?
Whole lot of nothing.
Aw, man. Oh man, I'm all out of tap rooms.
Wait, what's this new rec room? 411?
Oh, yeah. Have you been in the new rec room yet?
I haven't.
Still haven't. It's like on your property, basically. Still haven't gone in there.
Thank you for reminding me that I'm an asshole. That my car is 200 feet closer than the rec room.
That's the assholes look extreme. Assholes look extreme. I'm just saying, lazy. Boy, you really want to get the hell out of there. But clocked out. Everyone's like, no. Hey, Matt. Nope. Clocked out. Talk to me tomorrow morning, sucker.
That's right.
That's why I tell you had a flat, Matt, but okay, go home.
It's my thing is, like, by the time I'm done with work, it's like 8 o'clock. I haven't eaten dinner.
First thing you want to do
hasn't been,
is go into a tap room.
Been fed.
First thing you want to do after working in a brewery all day in a tap room for 12 hours, you're like, you know what I want to do right now? Go into another tap room.
It's just like the packages are on the front porch. The cat hasn't been fed. I haven't been fed. I smell like beer in some way. You know, kind of just want to go home at that point.
When you go into to a new bar after work, dude, God, that guy smells like a brewery. You're like, yeah, I fucking smell like a brewery.
I can hear you.
I can hear you. We're listening to voicemails. That's what we're doing. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. That's what we're doing.
I forgot.
Oh, oh, good. I'm glad I reminded somebody. Let's see if there's any voicemails hiding in the files. Doesn't seem to be. There's lots of newsletters. What sucks about newsletters, man? They get folded over into the promotions tab. And that's why I don't get all my opens on my newsletter. There's lots of perfect poor listeners that subscribe to Drinking and Thinking, and they don't ever open them because they get put in the promotions folder. Nobody freaking listens to them over there. Let's see if we got any traditional voicemails, and here we don't. So there you go. I think that concludes the voicemail segment for this week.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
leave her name. Thank you, Chew Your Beer, and Colin and Janine. And you know, screw you, everybody else. That's what I say. That's how I endear myself to the listener. Do you guys miss the studio at all?
What studio? I'm in my studio.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm in my studio too.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Oh, this is the time where we reflect on the week that was. Drinking beer. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Did you drink some beer this week?
I did.
Oh, good. This will help. This will help the segment immensely. What did you drink?
Let's see, there was, gosh, what was this brewery? From Lowercase Brewing. No, sorry, Good Word Brewing. There was Lowercase, and it was Good Word Brewing and Lower. Oh, so it's a collaboration. I get it now.
Catching up.
And it's a leaky beer box. That's upside down, and it says double dry hopped hazy India pale ale with Citra, Vic Secret, and Strata. And I put this in Discord, but it's just like it has a little quick conversation. It's like, hello, welcome to UPS. Hi, this box needs to go to Georgia ASAP. Okay, what are you shipping today? Anything breakable? Any alcohol? Not beer. Definitely not beer.
Definitely not beer. Bottles of beer. No, definitely not.
Mm-hmm. Then there was a Bow Pils out of Richmond from East Brothers Beer Co. Was at a baseball game. California. Enjoyed a General Sherman IPA.
There is no beer.
There is no.
Was hanging out at Spokes, and an R&D from Russian River popped
what
up.
What the frick?
Whoa.
It was Idaho 7, Strata, Sabro, and Ruwaka.
What
was fancy that? Hops.
What was that like?
Fascinating.
Hmm.
And then Foreign Objects is a brewery that's been popping up at the Spokes. And they had Fascination Street, which is they labeled their beers as New American Hoppy Ale. They don't label them as IPAs.
They label them as what?
New American Hoppy Ale.
New American Hoppy Ale. Oh, so they're like doing like the Starbucks thing. We're like, no, there's no medium large. There's Grande and Venti.
Yeah.
We're going to change the name so you can confuse everyone.
That's cute. And there were other beers with that were in there and beers that were repeats. Yeah. And yeah.
You would have had to have been there. That's Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. The Nick 80.
Well, hello.
Social media is not Untappd. I saw that you did a trip. You were on the road. Took the car and you drove the car on the roads of the Southwest. You're in the Southwest.
Yeah, desert. I went tried to find Josh Homm hanging out in the desert, and I was unsuccessful.
No one
knows. We hit some rules to follow.
Bum, 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 bum. Back when Dave Grohl was the drummer.
Yeah. So no Josh Homm sightings in the desert. Oh, lots of weird stuff, though. Man, desert
stuff
people
even weirder than Josh Homm's. Yep. You're isolated, man.
Lots
You're
of geodomes in the desert.
Yeah.
Lots of Volkswagens turned into art.
Yeah, sure.
UFOs being the most popular. Yeah. One Volkswagen was a giant spider. That was interesting. Yep. Lots
would American pickers
here.
Would American pickers buy that? Like, how much you want for this giant spider? This Volkswagen, the giant spider. How much are you thinking on this? Would you go 400? Would you go 500?
I'd like to bundle it.
You got 500 in this. What if I get this giant spider bug and then the dinosaur Volkswagen bug? How much you go on that? We go six on that?
Go six on that? I got to have it.
All right. Because you remember, I got to sell this. I got to sell this again in my shop.
Like, I don't care what you got to do with it. You're going to pay $1,000.
Who gives a fuck what you're going to do with it? You guys watch American Pickers?
Oh, not for a while, but yes, much in the past.
All right. Just so I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For future referencing.
For future. They are Volkswagen guys. They do like the Volkswagens.
He likes the motorcycles, the skinny guy. He likes the motorcycles.
Yeah. No, he's a Volkswagen guy, too.
Oh, okay.
He's got a single cab. A split window.
Split window, took a cab, smoke so I can talk. You wouldn't understand.
That's right. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't get it. Mustang guy.
Volkswagen thing. You wouldn't understand.
All I know is a 302 Cleveland. No?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
not
it.
The Windsor?
No, not the Windsor. Jersey.
Yeah. Got Cleveland, huh?
That's it. Fastback? Fastback? You got fastback? Is that fastback?
2+2?
That's it. I'm done. I've used all my car vernacular.
Yeah. It's got a Ford 9-inch in the back.
Yeah. All original. Yep.
From Oco. Mikey, 3-2s or 2-4s? What do you think?
I had 2-4s.
2-4s guy? You're a 2-4s guy?
Yeah. I like 2x4s. Hacksaw Jim Duggan? Yeah. Big Hacksaw Jim Duggan guy.
Man, can't get nothing past you. Did a little road trip. Not much craft wise out there. I did find a new brewery.
Oh.
La Quinta.
La Quinta Inns are brewing beer now.
Inn has a brewing company, yes. Better than the Super 8 brewing.
That's Super 8, man, corporate. You want that La Quinta? That's an indie.
That's right.
Wait, who owns La Quinta? You think you're buying indie, but it's probably not.
Oh, man, you think this is
some big chain? Big beer? Oh, yeah, some big chain owns that shit.
Damn it.
But Keith does not some freaking family owned.
Hilton Corporation owns
it. It's probably Paris Hilton owns that La Quinta shit.
Yeah.
Let's make a brewery inside the bar.
What's our cheapest motel? Just name it after that. So these guys are out of Palm Desert. I had their Even Par IPA, which was quite nice.
Even Par. Golf reference.
Citra, Simcoe, and Mosaic.
Nice. You're drinking a golf beer.
A golf, yeah, I know, but it was a situational beer.
All right.
This was the best of the other situation.
Good, pretty good when you situational beer, you can make it indie still.
Yeah.
A lot of times, situational beer, there's some darkness to it.
It was known big beer or unknown indie beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good choice.
Situation.
Gotta go unknown indie beer in that situation. Yeah. At least first.
It was very nice.
Very nice. Lord, it was lovely.
So there you go. Uh-huh. Look out for La Quinta if you're down in the desert.
All right.
If you're going to Coachella.
Recommending La Quinta if you go down to Coachella.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I had some beers because there was a payday last week. So
very nice.
When there's a payday, that's when I buy my beer on payday.
Did you save 10%?
I guess I did. Yeah. I did. I did save. But that was, I think this week I didn't go. I think this week was a out of the barrel Whole Foods payday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I didn't really go to the market. I went to the out of the barrel and looking out for a beer. I found a looking out for a beer. The Alvarado Street collab with Trillium. My name is JC. And my name is also JC. Which was a East Coast hazy and then a West Coast hazy. And I don't know that we've had Trillium before. Even though it was a collab, it was still technically Trillium beer. So I enjoyed having that. And then finally, Out of the Barrel has been having Great Notion for a while, but they've been their sours and fruit beers and sours. For some reason, they would get their Great Notions, fruit beers, and sours, but none of their IPA-related beers for a while. So I'm just like, whatever. So I see this in there, and I'm like, Oh, they got more New Great Notion. I'm sure it's some kettle sour bullshit. No, they had some IPAs finally. Finally, they wised up and got some Great Notion pails and IPAs. So I had Orange Creamsicle IPA from Great Notion, and that tasted exactly how it sounded, an Orange Creamsicle IPA. I had, but they also had the Waldworks, the DDH Juicy Bits Eldorado hopped. So that was good. And, I had a couple other Great Notions that I did not check in. Wow. I did a terrible job of untapping this week. But yeah, there was a couple other, Great Notion beers that I enjoyed as well. So that's Dorktown on untap, Bearded Brewer 87 on untap, and the Nick 80 on untap. I'm having this golden drock like it's like nothing.
Like water.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool. I'm sure I'll agree in the morning. Getting up to go to work. I'm like, yeah, sure glad I just downed that golden drock. Let's see what Puzzle Radio is doing. I don't know why, but that's Big Cod. That's where the Big Cod Drinking name came from. It was a play off this song. Not many people know that, but that's pretty good. Yeah. What? Wait. What's happening? Is this a commercial?
So what you're saying is you found a way to plug in the radio to the board.
Yeah. Get him. Oh, listen to this show. This is probably hilarious.
The song Amadeus.
These guys are going to say something hilarious.
It's a biopic in music form. And that's
he name checks Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, blank their wives, drink their blood. Good Lord.
Born in 1964.
That's a good show. I don't know. You guys got to check that out. It's on your local radio.
It's stupid-olicious.
A couple eres mi sombra. De aquella mujer.
It's got to be better than this show, right? We got to find something better.
Cents per gallon when you buy gas.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I've heard that song a lot.
To be that which is still oppressed in every regard and yet actually privileged in many ways. What we need is not...
It's true. There we go. Classic rock.
The whole thing started with some mouthwash.
Country music has just lost its way so much. Like, they don't know what... Nobody knows. Well, that was fun. Nobody knows what country music is anymore. Like, country music doesn't know what country music is. Like, they need a palate cleanse. Country music needs a palate cleanse.
Reset.
Yeah. Total palate reset. We're calling for country music to do a palate reset. Matt, do you have any cheers this week?
No.
Nah, man. Nah, bro.
Oh, man. I'm all out of cheers.
Oh, man. I'm all out of cheers. Oh, man. I'm all out of cheers.
Oh, you damn pervert.
Nick.
Saying it like that. Cheers to the evil circle.
Evil circle.
Question mark. Tis his birthday.
Ah.
Or was his birthday.
Happy birthday, evil circle.
Yeah. Hopefully he's still holding down the Fontana Fort. There was more, but I'm not remembering them right now.
Cheers to my mom. It's going to be her birthday this week.
Oh, there you go.
Cheers to all the moms are having birthdays this week.
All the moms. Birthday moms.
Birthday moms are the best moms.
What are you going to get her? Like flowers? Card?
That's always like the, if you've run, like you there's nothing else, if you haven't thought of anything else and you can't do anything else.
That's like, you're going to get her a nice craft beer and then she's like but here, I don't drink
here's beer, a craft beer. Like, oh, I'll
take that off your hands.
Mom, this is a craft beer. Somebody crafted this. Okay.
Yeah.
So you should appreciate
it. But if you don't like it, I'll just take it for you.
If you don't like it, I'll drink it for you because you're my mom.
For you.
I'll do it.
That's right. Best kind of present.
The best.
Kind of give back.
cheers to my kid. Part. My kid had a birthday last week.
Wow.
Cheers to my child.
Little Mikey.
Just in case she'll listen to this one day when she's old enough to listen to the podcast. Like, yeah. I wonder if my father ever mentioned me on his 426 podcasts. There you go.
My biggest regret in life
is I never mentioned my daughter on the podcast. Wow, he's super dead. He drank too many golden drops. I'll do it.
One triple too many.
I'll tell you what. Golden drop, very good palate cleanse. Because I drink golden drop. And I go back to the gummy worms. The gummy worms heightened. Tastes better.
Ah.
So I'm a big proponent of having an opposite style beer sitting around as a palate cleanse.
Yeah.
So that, you know, in between pales and IPAs, you gotta do like a palate cleanse.
A reset?
You got reset. We talk about the setup all the time.
Oh, setup.
So that's part of this whole setup. Cheers to our golden gods, as always. Everyone else can just eat a dick.
Wow.
If you don't like eating dicks. If you like eating dicks, don't do that. Do something you don't like. Eat something you don't like.
Eat something like guacamole.
Yeah, if you don't like guacamole and you don't contribute to the show, then eat guacamole.
Yeah. Mushrooms. Put some mushrooms on the guacamole.
Oh, you don't like mushrooms? Is that why you said that? Because you don't like them?
Those are my two favorite food
any
items.
Any style of mushrooms? You don't like all those mushroom variants? Any mushroom
variant? I don't like any mushroom variant. Oh. Or any avocado variant.
Oh. What if including I really guacamole. Load the salsa up with the avocado, with the guacamole? Like, you see guacamole dip, you're like, nope.
I'll be like, pass.
Pass. Eat shit. Pass. I got to write this
down. Eat shit.
I got to write this down. Do not put out
guacamole. Why are you going to give me a big old batch of guacamole? Like, oh, you don't like that? Oh, I'll eat that
for you. Oh, you don't like that? Oh, no. Well, I made a whole batch of it, so. So don't put out guacamole for Nick.
That's right.
Big party I have of all the big parties.
It's a big party. Next. At the inaugural Mikey Top 4 Beer Festival.
Top 4 Party Festival.
Do not have a guacamole booth.
Yep. Don't have a guacamole kissing booth because Nick will not show.
That's not where I was going with that, but yes, don't do that.
Yep. Don't make a guacamole kissing booth. Both participants have to smother guacamole on their faces. And then you make out.
I mean, I know that was going to be your big money maker of the night.
That's my booth. That's the booth I'm setting up.
That's the one that's going to carry the festival.
Yeah, you can load up your face with guacamole and just make out with whoever comes up to the booth for 20 minutes. A long period, like excessively long period, make out booth with the guacamole.
Yeah. Excessive making out guacamole.
Yeah. Excessive. Like, man, this is really...
This is a bang for my buck right here.
Should I call the sheriff or what? I don't know.
I need an extra ticket.
Do you have the number to the county sheriff? Not the emergency, not 911, just their regular number.
Where's the line?
Like to call a guy out if he's not doing anything. He's hanging out in the neighborhood. He's like, you're like, I got a situation over here. This guy like really making out like excessively long publicly. Could you just send a car over just to check it out? I don't know if it's bad or not. I don't know. I just really like sheriff's opinion over here. See if what this
if it was just making out or just guacamole, yeah. I know how to proceed.
Yeah,
but
right.
When both are mixed.
It's like both. I'm just like, this seems like it's up a notch. And then like maybe
what I do?
Call somebody.
Tell me what to
do. Maybe I should call. Yeah, if you could advise me over the phone, that's fine. But I'm going to need some help over here.
Yeah, I'm thinking lights and a honk or two might help.
I've been drinking 10% Golden Jocks all night, so just FYI. Could you send the helicopter over here? Put a little light on this. Might help. Pop the spotlight on real quick. All right, well, that's enough for this show. That's enough. 426.
Before we go, early cheers to Bearded Brewer.
Aww.
Yeah.
Trying to get through the whole show without
is he
anybody
have
mentioning
a birthday?
That.
I know. I was hesitant.
Gonna
be, I was like, does he want it?
He's going to be 22 finally.
Just say hi to him on Saturday. Like, don't say anything else. Just say hi.
Hi. And then you're like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone in the Friday night Zoom get it. They should have a beer. For Bearded Brewer.
Maybe Mikey could edit this part out.
Probably not.
Probably not. Nobody listens to this far anyway.
No, no. It's like there's just a very small handful of us listening at this point. So no need to edit it out. We can say anything. Talk about shit the FBI will come get you for.
That's right. Yeah. Don't go camping in. Oh, God. Never mind.
Don't go camping in Olive Garden? Is that what you said?
Olive Garden, yeah. Don't go camping at the Olive Garden.
Hey, don't do that. They'll kick you out.
That's where Guac Fest is happening.
Yep. You got plenty. No. There's no guac at Olive Garden.
that's what you think. It's the perfect cover.
What's it? Matt, what is your salsa at Quesadilla Gorilla? What's your favorite one?
Regular sour cream.
Oh, that's boring. I thought it'd be not exciting. Salsa. Maybe it's the question is bad. All right. Well,
to me, it's like they try to make everything with spice. So just get regular sour cream. It balances it out.
You need to like calm their jets, like cooler jets, and like. It's getting crazy already with your quesadilla. How about if we just mellow out with the fucking salsa? Just get a sour cream. Well, I hope everyone has a great week. I mean, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
This is one of the things I think about. I was like, I wonder if listeners are okay.
All right.
So I hope you have a great week. Uh-huh. And be safe. Sorry, I'm
practice
a dad.
Your Stein
I gotta
holding.
Tell everyone, be safe. Do some bicep curl. Do some curls. Get your dumbbells out. Do some curls. Get ready. It's a different muscle. You're holding up something with your arm. Different muscle.
Yeah, it's a different muscle.
You could fucking bench press the 350, whatever a large amount of bench pressing weight is. You could bench press that all day. Hold up a mug. You're like, oh shit, this is really difficult. It's a different muscle. Yeah. It's a whole different thing. So maybe it. I mean, Oktoberfest is pretty much over. I mean, after this weekend, you're not gonna be able to train. So just start training for 2022. Oktoberfest now. Just start going around town holding up fucking mugs. Just Stein mugs.
Hold the mug.
You're at work. You just hold a mug Stein up all day. And your boss is like, what's going on?
Hold the mug.
What's going on, Jeff? What are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm getting ready for Oktoberfest next year. And then he's like, let me come to the office. Let me talk to you. You're like, well, if this is about the fucking Stein holding, then forget it. Because I'm not going to talk to you.
That's right. I'm also not going to tell you I just sold that drum set for 25% off. Because the guy complimented me.
I'll tell you, I was like, are we still doing the show?
I don't know anymore.
Have a great week. Have a great week. Enjoy your wakes. Enjoy the boat wakes. Get out on the lake and enjoy all those wakes from those boats. And you surf and you get on the video and you're like, look, I'm surfing the wake.
Yeah.
Enjoy
it's
that.
It's hotter than a hoochie coochie.
We're down yonder on the Chattanoochee. It's hotter than a coochie coochie. Check your dates.
Pyramid of cans.
Check your dates. Like. Check your cans. Check your date. Check all the cans you can. And save mana. Polite man. And check your dates.
Check your dates.
Enjoy being.